Kevin Howells with Paul Collingwood. Well, there have been some tight finishes. The difference seems to be now that Durham are coming out on the right side of them.
Yeah, look, we've had, just been saying to the boys, the last kind of four or five games have all been pretty tight finishes. Even the Arundel game that we came out on the wrong side of. You know, it's great to see that someone's holding the hand up every time and putting in that special performance to win the game. And thankfully, Woody was there today and came up with a belter.
168 before you took the first wicket. What are you thinking, skipper?
Well, you always know on wickets like this that if you can keep that run rate at a reasonable level and Scotty Borthwick bowling into the rough, that they're going to have to take some chances. And also, it was getting harder to score. The ball was getting softer and reverse swinging as well. So, you know, if you can take a wicket or two, that you can, you know, you might be able to take some wickets in a cluster on them kind of wickets. And the boys were up front, played superbly well. Full credit to them. I wouldn't say we've done anything particularly wrong, but you know, on pitches like that, we're not used to pitches not swinging and seaming around as much as that. And you know, we try to keep applying the pressure, and thankfully that worked in the end.
I mean, the first 2 days were pretty dramatic. I mean, Graham coming back and doing what he did, but I did notice yourself, and then you were joined by Jeff Cook, lunchtime third day, going out and having a look at the pitch, which isn't all that common to see that. I mean, were you starting to think things are changing and the colour looked to have changed of the pitch, for example?
Well, we knew it was getting better and better to bat on.
Yeah.
And but you just have to find areas where you can take, you know, 20 wickets in the game. And obviously, I looked yesterday at 10 wickets in the last innings. And it was only really the footholds that Scotty Borthwick could aim for. Apart from that, all we can go for is a little bit of reverse swing on a wicket like that. The cracks didn't have that much up and down movement anymore that did in the first innings, and so that was a bit strange. But yeah, I was just having a good look at the wicket in general, just to see where we could get 10 wickets.
But obviously that was then going to inform your decision as to when to pull out as well. That can't have been an easy one.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, obviously batting on it last night, I knew the wicket was very flat.
Yeah.
And as the ball gets soft, it's not easy to score on, but yeah, it was, I guess in hindsight, it was a good decision to go on and get them extra 20 runs this morning, and in that way that they need to score at a quicker run rate as well, which I think was important on that wicket.
Three wins on the bounce now. Things haven't gone well for Lancashire, I think. Although that's the way I look at the bottom of the table. I know you wouldn't want to comment on that, but you know, you're picking up momentum just the right time.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I'm not really looking at the table too much.
Are looking at it.
I haven't
really.
I pretty much just try to focus on us doing well.
Right.
If we play a good cricket, go out there and perform, then we will pick up points. We'll pick up victories, and that's the way I look at it. And thankfully we've got a few wins in our belt, but that's not it. We can't sit back and be happy with that. We've got to keep moving forward.
People will be wondering just how much you're enjoying this challenge. I mean, Ashley Giles, a few years older than further down the line than you, describes this county stuff as some of the hardest challenges he's faced in cricket. I mean, you're obviously the captain, you're not the coach, but how do you find it all?
It has been tough, but it's been very, very enjoyable to, you know, take over a team that has got such talented guys in there and who want it. It's been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it. It is a big challenge at the back end of your career, but if I didn't think I could move Durham forward and get good results, I wouldn't have taken it on. So, you know, I'm happy with the captaincy, and hopefully we can continue going on the upward curve.
What do you say with these tight finishes? People say they talk about standards, they talk about competition, all that sort of stuff. I mean, where do you think this competition does stand at the moment? I mean, it's pretty testing stuff, isn't it?
Very testing, yeah. I mean, the great, amazing thing about county cricket is you come up with in different conditions every single game that you play in. So far this season, it's been incredible the amount that the ball has been moving, swinging around and seaming around. The spinners haven't really come into it. And then you come up on a Trent Bridge pitch that's more like an Asian pitch. And so you've got to adjust to them. And bowlers who haven't bowled too much, Scotty Borthwick, for example, who's got to come in here and do a job today. It's amazing how much you do learn on different pitches, and batsmen learn about the techniques and how to apply themselves, etc. So it's just a huge learning curve. And if you can win along the way, then that's great.
Thanks for your time. Good man.
Thanks.